Good morning, church. Let's try it again. Good morning, church. That's better. Now you're happy. If you are visiting with us, I'm going to go ahead and let you know this is third string up to bat today. This isn't the normal guy that stands before the congregation and provides a lesson. I represent our eldership. And once a year, we want to take the opportunity as we get ready to go into 2019 to review this year and to talk about some of the things that happened. And as we look to 2019, we want to kind of get excited about what the Lord has in store for us. I do represent an eldership that loves you very much. Brother Virgil, Brother Mike, Brother Larry, Brother Conrad, and myself. First of all, we want you to know how much we love and appreciate each one of you. We are a collective. We are the body of Christ here in this place, and we stand united on one truth. And so today, first of all, we want to say thank you. Thank you for what you mean to us, for the encouragement that you are to us. To the other four men that I serve with, I want to say thank you, and I love you for the great examples of godliness that you are to me in my life, to the great example of leadership that you are to this congregation. It's an honor and a privilege to serve with you. Today we're going to be doing some review, and we're going to talk about several things, and in doing so, I want to make sure it doesn't take too much time. There's a lot to talk about, and I see that Ellen's dad, Danny Irwin, is here this morning, and I'm reminded of something that his daddy told me a long time ago when I preached a 45-minute sermon in filling in for JT one time, and he said, "George, always remember that a sermon does not have to be eternal to be effective." Right? And so I'm going to try to keep that in mind as we discuss our topic today. What about 2018? Man, what a year. It was an eventful year for all of us in many ways. There were a lot of things that happened in our year, both positive and negative. There were struggles that we had, but there were victories that we enjoyed. There were incredible moments that we had with our families and challenges that we had to face. When we think about 2018 as it relates to Azalea City Church of Christ, you know, you remember that we started out the year with a theme of more. The idea was that we would look at our spiritual walks and decide that whatever it is that we're doing, whatever it is that we're a part of, whatever it is that our commitment and our focus was spiritually, that we all recognized and knew that there was an opportunity for us to do more. And we did. So much more was accomplished in 2018 because of your love for God, your love for one another, and the efforts that you put forth. We had more baptisms. We had a lot of baptisms this year. It was amazing to witness every time that somebody went into the waters of baptism, their sins were washed away, coming in contact with the blood of Jesus Christ. To walk in newness of life, that new creature. We experienced more of that in 2018. We did experience more restorations. People who had maybe even in their attendance were not really truly as committed as they knew that they needed to be or what God wanted them to be. And so that they asked for the prayers of the church and they were restored in their faith. We saw a lot of that this year. We saw more. We got new members, more new members. It's always fun and exciting when Terry, you know, he always gets to do this because he's the preacher. He gets to stand up here and go, "Guess who else wants to be part of our fellowship? Guess who else wants to place membership?" And we embarrass them and, you know, they stand up and we clap for them and we get to meet them. And it's been fantastic to witness that this year. We've grown. We continue to grow as a congregation, all to the glory of God. We've had more community engagement, community involvement. Terry has the opportunity to work as a chaplain for the fire department in Sims. That's given him great opportunities to be an ambassador for Jesus Christ, a representative of the Azalea City Church of Christ, and to share the message and the love of God with those people that stand in need. We have been more involved with our community's outreach to local elementary schools, J.E. Turner, for example, we've been a big part of that. We've made that connection. And so we are spreading the borders. You know, our footprint is being enlarged in this community because we're going outside these walls and we're telling people about Jesus Christ. We're putting in a good word for Jesus. We've experienced more benevolence this year. I was super excited for the first time to be able to participate in the children's offering this morning. So thank you, Charlie, for helping me to participate in that today. It's something that I've really wanted to do. It's just been one of the most unique and encouraging additions to our worship that I think has put a smile on everybody's face. And not only does it feel good for you and me, but it's been impactful to the community. Justin was just telling us recently how that just by the monies that those children have been giving, that we were able to donate $500 to the school system down in the Panama City area so that they could buy school supplies by those schools that were ravaged by Hurricane Michael. And we've been able to put together those backpacks of food for needy children at J.E. Turner that, you know, when they're not at school, they may be struggling to eat well over the weekend. More benevolence. What a great example our children have been for us. We have more thriving ministries, right? I think there's been a resurgence in our Sunday Afternoon for the Master program. We've had a resurgence in, you know, our continuing growth in our one-to-one ministries and other things that we're a part of here. You can just see God working in all of those things. A couple of years ago, we had that theme that said that God rewarded our work, and we're seeing evidence of that on a daily basis. We're seeing God work through us in these ministries, and it should strengthen our faith. Can't see that. There it is. Folks, we met our budget for 2018. That is fantastic. We set an aggressive budget at the beginning. Remember, men? We had that meeting with the elders and the deacons and ministry leaders, and we set a budget, and it was kind of high. And so when we get in those meetings, there's an opportunity for us to say, okay, anybody got some fat they can trim off in their budget, you know, they can reduce. And nobody really wanted to do that. Really what happened is men would speak up from different parts of the room. It wasn't coming from the eldership, but people would say, no, I think this is an opportunity for us to show our faith. Let's step out in faith. And so the men unanimously agreed to accept that budget in 2018. Last time I checked, within the last week or so, we were approaching $10,000 over budget. I like it. That just means there's more opportunities for us to serve our community, serve one another, and to spread the borders of the kingdom. That weekly need was $10,400. And, you know, there were times we were a little bit underneath that, but there were times we were well way over it. So thank you for your continued commitment to the Lord's work. It's been a great year, really. A lot of great things happened. We were, and we are very blessed, aren't we? Just think about that. With all of the craziness that's happening in our world, that we have stood united as children of God, hand in hand, sharing the love of God, the love of Christ to our community, and He has blessed us. Let's take a minute and let's thank God for how He's blessed us. Let's go to God in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we are in awe of You for who You are, for Your love for us, for what You mean to us, the mercy that You extend to us, Father. To how that You have guarded and protected us up until this point in our lives. And God, we thank You so much that this year has been so good. It's been great, Father. We've seen so much growth and so much opportunity to serve You more. Father, it's our prayer that You've been pleased with our efforts in 2018. Father, I hope that we have seen as Your children the opportunity that our faith is strengthened by seeing You work in us, Father. Seeing Your love, Your hands affecting the lives of other people through us as Your vessels. Father, I pray as we go into 2019 that we are motivated. We are excited to continue to do more and to be challenged, to accept the challenge, Father, and to go after the Great Commission, to go after all the ministries that we're a part of with a fierce excitement, Father, so that we can give all the glory to You and magnify Your name. So, Father, in this moment, we want to thank You for all that You are and for all that You've done for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, 2019, I can't believe it. I mean, it went fast, didn't it? I mean, here we are. A new year again. We're going to talk about the budget for 2019 and our theme for the year. Our budget for 2019. Our weekly need has increased by $500 a week. That is a result of the elders, the deacons, the ministry leaders putting together the different budgets of their ministries, presenting those in the room several weeks ago, understanding the challenges that we face, the explanation of why that there is an increase, what are we going to do with that money, how is that going to work, what are the challenges that may stand in our way, what are the potential roadblocks. And once again, we were going to have that conversation. That's a lot of money, y'all. $500 more dollars a week. All that we're trying to do, all that we hope to do, all that we plan to do, that's all exciting. It's all to the glory of God. It's all good stuff. So what do we do? I mean, there have been times past. The other elders can vouch for this. There have been times past when we've had to trim the fat, so to speak, a little bit, narrow the budget a little bit because of circumstances and economy and all of those things. But we never really felt good about that. Once again, the men in the room stepped up and said, this is a test of our faith. This is a test of our faith to step up and to step out and to do more. And when we broke it down, we said, okay, well, you're looking at maybe a 4% increase across the board from 2018. I'll just go ahead and transparently tell you how we've handled it. We've said to the men in the room, who can increase their giving by 4% for 2019? If we do that, that's a great representation of the congregation. We know that it's not always possible in every circumstance, but every man committed. Every man committed to do more. To increase and ensure that we meet this need. Why? Because we want to glorify God and we want to do more in this community. We want to step up. Everything that we did more this year, we want to do even more next year. To me, that's super encouraging. That's super exciting. More souls. Bigger footprint in the community. More people know about Jesus. You can't put a price tag on that, folks. So we're going to ask that you pray about this, please. Pray about the ability for us to have a great year as individual families, and that translates into us financially having a great 2019 so that we can do all of the things that we have a plan and a dream to do. I haven't always lived by this idea, but I've always thought that I needed to set spiritual goals for myself that were so high that without God's help, there was just no way I was going to get there. That's what we're doing. We didn't accept this $500,000 budget based on paychecks. We accepted this $500,000 budget based on faith. Yeah, God is awesome. So that's the money. I don't want to spend too much time talking about the money. So what about our theme? It's been interesting coming up with a theme each of the last several years. But I want to ask you a question before we get into the theme. You ever had a song stuck in your head? Somebody is singing a song, you'll see a song and somebody sings it and it's in your head and it's not a song you normally would sing, but it's in your head and you can't get it out of it. And it's just reminded all day long every time. And thanks a lot, you put that in my head and I just can't get it out of there. Well, I'm not going to put a song in your head today, but I want to put a thought into your head. Years ago, apparently this stuck with a few people because Terry has mentioned it in his sermons in times past. He said that that one time I preached a sermon about the idea of God actually being right here with us, sitting on His throne, right? He literally was here in our presence, right? And that we needed to understand and accept that. And so I'm going to re-put that song into your head. Through the rest of this lesson, and any time that you see these chairs, I hope this song is stuck in your head, that God is here with us. And what I want us to recognize is that in this moment and in every moment, no matter what we face, that God is still on His throne. What about this one right here? Scripture tells us that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father. In this seat sits the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And as we look at our theme and look at all the things that we want to do and need to do this year, we need to remember this is His throne. Bill and I have borrowed one another's conversations back and forth in teaching class, talking about sometimes the way we live our lives, the way we put ourselves in control, we kind of kick Jesus off the throne and we put ourselves in that spot. And that's just a terrible thought. Something's lording over us. This is who it ought to be. So, hope that song is stuck in your head as we move forward. But we thought long and hard about the theme for 2019. We've had some really good themes that have been great. Terry has been able to take that theme and craft some just fantastic lessons that we've been able to use. I thought our theme for 2018 was very appropriate. He was able to do a phenomenal job encouraging us and inspiring us and empowering us to do more for the kingdom. The theme for 2019, though, is renew. Renew. You know, we've all signed contracts. Maybe it's just a subscription to something online. And many of them have an automatic renewal clause, right? So unless you tell them in advance, when it's time to renew, it's just going to automatically renew itself. And maybe, spiritually speaking, that works perfectly for you. Maybe you're in a really good spot spiritually, right? Maybe things are going pretty well. You know you got to grow. You know you want to do more. You're not maxed out. You're always still learning. We all are. But maybe you're in a pretty good place. And so maybe for you today, you're able to do just an automatic renewal of your commitment to God and your relationship with Him. But for most of us who acknowledge our weaknesses in the flesh, who know that we deal and struggle with things in this life, this theme gives me the opportunity to start again. Right? To have a renewal of my focus, a renewal of my commitment to God. How about my renewal for my passion for worshiping God? My resurgence, my renewal for the idea of being that faithful example for my family. We have an opportunity. And I'm sure Terry will put R-E in front of about every word you can imagine throughout this year. Because we have the opportunity to be renewed. Maybe that renewal will include repentance. You know, that's a glorious thing. That's a glorious thing to realize that because of our weaknesses, that we can repent and become renewed again. You know, I know of this congregation that struggles from time to time. Struggles. Pride issues, gossip problems. may have some marital problems, may have some laziness, backbiting, lying. It's tough. I know of a place that struggles like that. It's where I worship. It's where you worship. We're sinners, redeemed by the blood of Jesus. That's what separates us from the world, is this idea that even in my weaknesses, man, I can come before the throne of God and I can obey the gospel. And even as a child of God, that I can be renewed because of repentance, because I'm redeemed, I can start over. It's a beautiful thing. You know, but when you think about what does the Bible say about being renewed, I just want to give you a couple of examples this morning. Carl read from Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. See, you and I have this opportunity as those who wait on the Lord to have our strength renewed. And as we have our strength renewed, the writer here tells us what we can do. Man, we fly like eagles. We can soar. When we're renewed, when the joy of our salvation is Him. That's where our strength comes from. We'll run and not be weary. Right? We're Scripture tells us that we don't need to be weary in doing what good we do. Sometimes maybe we are. We need to renew our commitment. We renew our desire to be pleasing to God. Another verse we know very well, Psalms chapter 51 and verse 10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and do what? Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Because of my sin, and I get separated from God, even as a child of His, I recognize that the best place for me to be is when I have a clean heart. And when I do have that clean heart, I am renewed. And then my spirit is steadfast. In my renewal, That draws me closer to God. In that drawing closer to God, He draws closer to me. I become stronger for the cause of Christ. Lamentations chapter 5, verses 21 and 22 says, turn us back to You, O Lord, and we will be restored. Renew our days as of old, unless You have utterly rejected us and are very angry with us. Renew our days as of old. To do that, sometimes we need to remember. We need to remember. Maybe if you didn't grow up in the church, you can remember what it was like to be outside of Christ. Even if you did grow up in the church, you can remember the times when you had fallen away, when you had not been what God wanted you to be. And you can remember the difficulties that you faced in your life. Or you can remember, even as a faithful child of God, the many situations that you've encountered, that you've witnessed in your time as a Christian, when you have seen your faith strengthened by the courage of others that you've witnessed. Someone going through a terrible situation and yet their faith remains strong. You can remember those things, and it can renew your strength and rebuild and strengthen our faith. We need to rely on God for all that we do. We remember, we rely, we repent. We've got to keep in perspective who He is. Truly. In the midst of all that we're trying to do, I just finished a series in the auditorium class on being a living sacrifice. And the reality of it is, if I'm going to be a living sacrifice, if I'm going to be recommitted to my Lord, then I just don't have time for all of these other things that occupy my calendar so much that I don't have time to display to my God that I am sacrificial, that I'm sacrificing my life in service to Him. So we need perspective. That's why we put the song in our heads today, so that we can be reminded. Those chairs are going to be here and here throughout the year. But every time you see it, I want us to be reminded of who God is and who His Son is and who I am or who you are. It can renew us. Creator, created. Get ready to close. Told you it won't be eternal, Danny. But I am going to give us a little bit of a long reading. Turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 8, please. This will close us pretty close in the idea of remembering. Remembering what it means to be part of the kingdom. Remembering what it means to be a child of God. Remembering what it means to have the forgiveness of our sins and the fellowship with one another. Remembering what it means to have a faraway home waiting for us. Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who walk according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You want peace? Verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not His. And if Christ is not in you, the body is dead because of sin, because the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors. We are debtors not to the flesh, but to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with Him, that He may also be glorified together. In verse 18, for I consider that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly awaits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of Him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. But we were saved in this hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now He who searches the hearts knows that the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know, church, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He predestined, these He also called. Whom He called, these He also justified. And whom He justified, these He also glorified. Almost there. What shall we say then to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Is it God who justifies? Who is He who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Getting goosebumps, church. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep before for the slaughter. Yet in all things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor or any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. I am renewed this morning. That is powerful right there. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, giving us an understanding and an acknowledgement that among my weaknesses, I can be renewed because of Jesus. I hope and I pray that this year, as we really get in depth in this idea of being renewed in so many areas of our life, that we'll do so with an excitement to, first of all, please our Heavenly Father. And second of all, give us an incredible opportunity to be the kind of example, continued growing example for our family and our friends that we know we want to be. Now, Terry just finished a series of lessons. He was talking about the seven churches of Asia. And, you know, in that area, all the letters, all those words are written in red, the words of Jesus. And it was great. Terry did an awesome job presenting that to us and the format so that we saw what? That Jesus saw their works. He complimented those things that they were doing great. He also acknowledged the issues that they were having so that those could be renewed, refreshed, repented for and redone. I am not inspired of the Holy Spirit. I'm inspired by my love of you and by my love of God. To tell you that there's been so much that has happened in a positive way to magnify the name of God by this place, this year, these people. So, I know your works. I see your works. It's not the same thing as Jesus seeing them, but I see them and I acknowledge them and I'm thankful for you. We also have challenges, right? We're people that need to be renewed from time to time. We need to be forgiven of our sins. So we've had challenges, right? My challenge for us in 2019 is that we no longer struggle to find enough teachers to teach our children. I'm just throwing it out there. One of the greatest things you can ever do is teach a child the ways of God. And we have phenomenal teachers here with incredible Bible knowledge and a love for them and a love for God. We don't need to be struggling to find teachers for our children. Another challenge I'll put before us. We've done real well with this, but we could minimize the conflicts that we have with one another. There's not a lot of it, but it's existing. We're humans. It's going to happen. Here's my encouragement here. If you're going to go to someone with an opinion about something, right, that has to do with how we do, what we do, when we do, I'm not talking about if you come to the elders or just anybody. Hey, let's make sure we have our Bible open. Let's make sure that our complaint, our opinion is passing the Bible test. Right, church? I tell you one thing I think we've done very well on. I think we have broken the chains of we do it because this is the way we've always done it. Right? That being the standard by which we set our path. I think we've done very well at that. If it passes the Bible test and it can be profitable for us and it can glorify the name of God, we've been very willing to step out and step up. But if we're going to be critical, let's make sure it's in a constructive way. I got to tell you, me one, I don't have a right to complain about not one thing. I just don't. I'm blessed. One of the presents I got for one of my kids is a framed thing. It's kind of Sam and I's saying we've said for a few years now, and it's most blessed. And that's really how I feel. And even if someone wronged me or this didn't go well or that didn't go well, I really don't have a right to complain. Jesus didn't say that what we do and how we do it, it's going to be easy. Matter of fact, He warned us that we're going to have difficulties. We're going to have struggles, not just out in the world, but sometimes with each other. But remember what He also said? He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's here. He's got our back. He's with us. We're in this together. We are a united congregation, but we could grow in that unity. There's not a lot of things I can say about things that we could be challenged on. I'll just leave you with this. In your prayers, in your meditation, in your study of God's Word, ask yourself, what do I need to renew? My love for God, my worship of Him, my commitment to Him, being here, in Bible study, what is it? You know. I may not. You know. And I know for me those things that I need to do because I want to be renewed. In church, we will need to do all of this to the glory of God. This morning, I'm just going to thank you for your time, for hearing me ramble through all of this. And I pray that our 2019 is our best year ever. That we bring more souls to Christ, that more people in this community know about the Azalea City Church of Christ and therefore will know more about the love of Christ, and that we're effective and that we are united and strong and we're working together. We're doing what needs to be done when it needs to be done. We're encouraging and supporting one another. If you're not part of the body of Christ, man, it's time to fix that. If you have not been immersed for the forgiveness of your sins, you haven't repented of your sins, man, you need to do that today. So what a perfect way to start 2019, to end this year and to start next year as a child of the King. Maybe you realize that there's some renewal that needs to happen in your life. Whether you do that in a public way or right where you're at, be renewed in your relationship with God. Because if a preacher says, we miss heaven, we miss it all. If there's anything we can do to help you at this time, please come. It's together. We stand and sing.